Well, hey, good morning. Don't touch it, Hunter. Don't you touch it.
Well, sorry, I was in the middle of some serious work over here, so I'm going to stall for just a second.
Being super serial over there.
While I'm finishing up this little task, and everyone's just going to have to wait patiently.
You don't have anything important going on.
Just shut the hell up. How about that?
Look at you.
How about that? Anyway, it is 7-11. Quick look at your forecast today. Not bad, not terrible, I guess. We got a high of 32, some snow tonight, low of 20, more snow tomorrow, high of 32, chance of snow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we can see some sun tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Gonna peek out once
just
in a while.
You're not gonna see any sun because I'm gonna knock you out, bitch. What?
You're an aggressive guy.
I'm sorry, I'm so mean this morning. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Sorry, I was just thinking about punching you in the face.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Bob and weave. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah, dead bee. I don't know. I'm done. According to a new survey, 61% of shoppers are somewhat or very interested in shopping at stores that don't have cashiers. And 68% are cool with using biometric data like fingerprints to purchase products. What do you think about this, Hunter?
Yeah, I like it. What's the one store where it's basically just scans as you go?
Amazon did a test store like that. I'm not exactly sure where. It's like California or something. Basically, you pick something up, you put it in your basket or whatever. It like scans everything. Like it's got like all these lasers
in real time.
In real time. Which I don't see why.
It's a great idea.
It'd be so hard to set up a thing where, okay, I want this milk. There's a little scanner on the cart. Boop. Mm-hmm. That sends it up to wherever. Mm-hmm. You go to check out. Everything's made sure it's good.
I'll even take it to the next level. They should have weight-sensitive carts, too. Just like when you do the self-checkout, if you don't put it on the scale.
Or maybe a scale, like when you pull up. Yeah,
I ask you about it.
There's obviously ways to do it. And I never use, unless I absolutely have to, I never use a cashier line. I always do self-checkout. Yeah. And most times I'm not buying huge things. Like if I got like a cart full, it's just easier to dump it off and do it. But there are also times where it's like, oh my God, this takes forever. Or you go to some stores and there's two cashiers and there's lines of people. It's like, open up another lane. What I like about cashierless? Yeah. Is it just you can get in, get out. I mean, there's times where I'm literally in and out of the store in 5 minutes. I know what I need. I'll go do it. I don't got to wait in the line. I'm checked out. I got my receipt. I'm gone.
You know what the worst is, though, when you're getting booze or something you have to be a certain age to buy and you got to wait for the attendant?
That's true, but it's still most times now they have faster than waiting to go through the whole line, you know? I'm all on board with this. I really am. I think we're at a point where it's what we need. Mm-hmm. I think it would make shopping experience. I mean, the fact that you can order stuff online now is pretty crazy.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Bulk candy. Would you take a piece and eat it while you walk by?
No, absolutely. That's stealing.
It's stealing.
That's stealing, yes.
Just wondering.
Yeah, it's the same thing with you if you do it with a peanut or anything like that. No, you need to buy it. It's there. I'll do it. Like if I'm shopping and I get hungry and I got like some peanuts, I'll open a peanut, but then I'll still buy it
because
I'm not a piece of garbage.
I just cook a full meal right there in the store.
You open up a grill.
Flipping steaks.
You open a grill, do all that. Yeah. Hey, what? I'm gonna buy all of it. I'm gonna
pay for it.
I have all of the little scan parts, so don't you worry. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But I'm surprised. Well over 50% of people are down for that, down to clown with cashierless grocery stores.
I agree.
Lastly, ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
What?
What? According to a new study.
Lap dance.
Physics professors at Cal State wrote an in-depth article about what it takes to have a backside that you could bounce a quarter off of. Basically, it has less to do with fitness and more to do with how bouncy the skin is. It turns out the average person has a butt you can bounce a quarter off of. Hunter, stand up. I want to bounce a quarter off your butt.
You ain't bouncing nothing off my
ass. Come on.
No, you do it. I don't have an ass.
You do have a little froggy butt.
Yeah.
Let me see if it'll bounce.
No.
Come on. Let me bounce. We're two friends.
You just want to see my ass.
We're two friends that just want to do an experiment.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Just let me see if I can bounce a quarter off your butt.
No.
I have a quarter right
here.
Do it
off your own.
It's a 19. What is it? It's a 1979 quarter.
Nobody has ever thrown money at my ass, and nobody's going to start today.
Maybe if you did squats every once in a while. So, basically, the phrase, you can bounce a quarter off that butt or off that ass, is pretty basic because most asses you can bounce a quarter off of. Thanks for not letting me bounce a quarter off your ass, Hunter. I thought we were better friends than that.
You want to bounce a quarter off that?
In fact, the matter is you can pretty much bounce a damn quarter off my butt.
Ass you could bounce a quarter off of.
You could bounce a quarter off that sweet turd cutter.
The morning.